Mordor.
Yep.
Oh man, oh man. Welcome to volume 42, because I started keeping count again. Eight away from the big 50. I wonder if this has all my save files from the original game.
I don't see why it wouldn't. Unless you deleted all of them.
No.
Ooh. Excuse me.
So... yeah, so getting into the podcast this week. I'm going to start off with a rant, Sayson.
A rant, you say?
Yeah. That new Disney movie, Moana, I think is how you say it. M-O-A-N-A. Moana seems about the right pronunciation of that. Yeah. So anyways, that's The Rock's new movie. You know, he does the voice of this guy who we both agree his voice does not fit with that guy, even though he's Samoan and the character's Samoan. Just The Rock's voice does not look like it should be coming out of that guy's mouth.
Well, yeah, I mean, with The Rock...
the guy who played E. Honda in the Street Fighter movie with Raul Julia feels like the better choice for that one.
Yeah, true enough. But honestly, if you go back to one of the other movies that The Rock voiced over, it didn't fit either, because it was that one where he was an astronaut stranded on a new planet. It was some sort of weird comedy. It was...
The Rock's got a unique voice. The Rock should only voice The Rock.
The Rock.
So if you want The Rock to do your animated movie, make the avatar look like The Rock.
The Rock was voicing a character that looked kind of like Vault Boy.
Yeah.
Which was very odd. It's because, you know, I know what The Rock looks like, so it was kind of jarring. He has a very distinctive voice.
Yeah.
A very distinctive look.
Maybe that's just for us, because we're wrestling fans, so we've been listening to The Rock speak for 20-odd years now.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
years,
actually, probably insane. Longer than that. It's probably like 21 years. I think 95 was when he premiered.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because it was around... it was like shortly before Triple H.
Yeah, so... but off topic there. So Disney has... they made a costume for The Rock's character.
I heard about this.
And Disney has pulled it due to complaints from people. And people were like, oh, blackface, blackface. Like, hey, it's not blackface. It's Samoan face.
Mm-hmm.
But my big problem with it is it's not like there's makeup with it, like, so you can paint your face like the dark color be The Rock.
Yeah.
But here's my problem with it. It's like, I don't think too many kids are going to want to be this character. I think Disney's overestimating the popularity of that, considering we got a Batman, a Suicide Squad movie, and an Avengers movie all this year. I think that's what the boys are going to want to be.
Yeah.
But besides that point, like, what if there is a child who wants to be this character, be it a white kid, a black kid, an Asian kid, a Samoan kid? You're not letting these kids be those that character, and that's messed up, because a few loud and annoying people got all boisterous about it. And I love how if you speak against these people, you're automatically labeled racist. And no, blackface is not cool, but blackface is completely different
than what this. This is a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Of someone who just happens to be a character that happens to be a different ethnicity.
Yeah.
Then you're normal, I guess. Character? No, that sounds wrong. It's just another character. But
yeah, and the thing is, the difference between blackface and this is, blackface is purposely, like, taking away, like, roles from blacks and stuff like that. And stuff, it's hard to talk and play this game.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a difference. Like, it's not blackface. Like, these are like kids who don't even know what blackface is wanting to be a character. And, you know, it's just freaking stupid.
It is. It really is. You know how I know it's really stupid? My buddy Mike, you remember Mike?
Yeah.
He's very... He even tweeted about it himself, and to quote his tweet, it's like, I'm as bleeding heart as it comes, but this is ridiculous.
It is, because, I mean, my best thing is, like, after watching Civil War, Sean, my son, loves Black Panther. Yeah. He is in love with Black Panther. He wants to be Black Panther for Halloween. So in these people's things, is that blackface if a white kid wants to dress up as the Black Panther? You know, and yeah. another thing is the WWE sells those bodysuits. Like, you can go on WWE.com right now and buy a bodysuit of John Cena or Seth Rollins where it comes with the white muscles.
Yeah.
So, does that mean a black kid's not allowed to dress up as John Cena? Granted, it's probably cheaper to buy the shirt and the hat separately than buying the stupid costume.
Yes.
But that's besides the point, you know? Are we saying that if you want to be some sort of fictional character for Halloween, you have to be one of your ethnicity? So, all these black kids we see at comic conventions as Peter Parker Spider-Man, not Miles Morales Spider-Man. Are they wrong? You know? And we ran into a black Thor when I was dressed up as a regular Thor. Is that guy wrong for being Thor? It's just so stupid. It's like, it's fiction. It's fandom. Let people dress up how they want to, you know? Exactly. You know, I don't picture any parent who bought this costume for their kid painting their face brown to make them look like The Rock. No, they're just wearing a brown bodysuit, and who cares? Yeah. Kid wants to be The Rock's character because it's the fucking Rock. That's why.
Yeah. Why would you want to be The Rock?
It's just the dumbest thing. Like, I really don't get people these days. And I hate yelling oversensitivity, but this is definitely oversensitivity.
Yeah. Yeah, because I saw that there was a kerfuffle about this through my buddy Mike. Yeah. And I couldn't even bring myself to read the article because I could already tell what this is about, and I just rolled my eyes as hard as I could.
Yeah, it's I don't know how many places were reporting on it. I was at Gizmodo. They were the ones reporting on it.
Well, Mike works at Disney.
Ah.
So he was definitely going to hear about that.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't like how Disney kowtowed to that shit. It's like, no, just leave it out there.
I blame it on Sony. And pulling the interview.
And then what I love about one of the comments that I read on the article that I read, because this was in the Disney stores, it was one of their premiere costumes, you know, kind of like Sean's Iron Man premiere costume.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like $50.
Yeah.
So people are like, yeah, it's $50, so it's only made for white kids to afford. And I'm just like, really?
Or whoever said that is just fucking cheap.
Yeah.
And it's, racist?
It's just, yeah, it's just like, I know, like, plenty of black families who are well off if they want to buy a $50 costume for their kid. Mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly.
And but again, we're getting on the topic of black versus white here, which is why people are claiming blackface. Like, what about Samoan and Asian kids who want to be this character, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just so dumb. It's like, now no one can be him. You know? Because this character, all he wears is a loincloth.
Let's just abolish costumes then, while you're at it.
Yeah, it's like, and this guy's just wearing a loincloth, so it's like, it ain't like some kids gonna be able to just dress up as him, you know, as they want, because they ain't gonna be walking shirtless around.
Yeah.
So, it's just stupidity at its finest.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
But, you know, oversensitive society. Kids can't have their, you know, costumes that they want. Might as well start banning Black Panther costumes. Because, God forbid, a white kid want to dress up as the Black Panther. Oh, I bet that hurt.
Ooh.
Smash his hand with that giant, ugly-ass club.
Mm.
But, you know, I mean, maybe I'm wrong because I'm white. But you're Asian, so I'll let you have more weight to it than I do.
No, I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
That's really dumb. I don't understand what's wrong with people now.
And I'm going to continue my ranting because we finally got to see the new Ghostbusters.
Go right ahead, Josh. And go right ahead.
You laughed more than I did.
I laughed 3 times.
And I only chuckled twice.
No, it would have been 4 if you count the part with Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, so you laughed 4, I laughed 5. So I laughed half as many times as you did.
And part of the reason is you missed one of the scenes.
Yeah, and that movie's not funny. It's not even a good movie. Like, I watched the entire movie just, and I felt like I was wasting my time. I think I said that several times, that I hated myself for watching it.
Yeah. Now, I will go ahead and say that I definitely did not feel as strongly as you did, but I can wholeheartedly agree that movie's not good.
No, and the thing is, like, a lot, and I feel a lot of people kind of defended that movie in a sense because they didn't want to be called sexist. where, you know, if you especially if you were a guy and you came out and said, this movie sucks, it was terrible, don't go see it, automatically Sony was out there to label you a sexist. So you could, so they could basically shut you up. So pretty much all the reviewers were saying, it's a forgettable movie. Like, you'll go, you'll see it, and you're just like, eh, no long-lasting impression. No, it's got a long-lasting impression.
It leaves a bad taste.
A long-lasting impression of shit. And it's not forgettable. I remember a lot of that movie, and it makes me angry. And it's 2 hours and 2 minutes. I'm never getting back.
See when I close my eyes.
Oh, it is bad. Like, it is just...
It's definitely not good.
Bad. When your best scene is Chris Hemsworth getting a sandwich thrown out of his hand, and he goes, I'm not done with that yet, and somebody off-screen throws him a sandwich, you got a bad movie.
Yeah.
You got a really, really bad movie.
And I feel like the parts that would have made me laugh, there are other parts that would have made me laugh had they not been spoiled for me in the previews, too.
Yeah, like where Patty gets the dragon on top of her.
Yeah, I probably would have lost my shit at that scene had I not seen it ad nauseum.
Yeah, she's like, nope, I'm going home.
Yeah, because there's nothing, there, like, that, her delivery, her timing was great in that.
Yeah.
And it was funny, but it would have been actually funny to me had it had been a surprise to me. Yeah, like, honestly, she was the part of the movie that I didn't really mind.
I mean, none of the women are bad actresses. Like, yeah. It's just a bad movie. Like, yeah, Slimer steals the Ghostbusters mobile and goes joyriding with his woman. Like, Slimer's got a girlfriend now, and Slimer wants the joyride. Just shit in that didn't make sense.
Well, he did drive the bus in Ghostbusters 2. At the very end. But that was that was a better way to do it, in all honesty. Because Slimer's stealing the Ecto-1.
Everything I earned in this game, I have to re-earn.
You gotta work for your meal. Did you delete your own save file?
I don't think I did. But
I don't know what to tell you about that.
Oh my god, that movie was just so bad. It's like,
yeah, it was not good. Not good at all.
We popped this guy in the face.
And I feel like there were things like the casting, I didn't mind at all. I thought the casting was decent. But like I said before, I don't think it should have been a reboot. But even if, after seeing the movie now, even if it wasn't a reboot, it was not a good movie. Like, even if you connected it to the original Ghostbusters, this movie's not good. I'm now convinced that Paul Feig might be a one-hit wonder.
Oh, I heard Spy's pretty good, so we'll give him a two-hit wonder. Because he had that going for him.
Yeah, I mean, this is the only Paul Feig movie I've seen. So...
You never saw Bridesmaids?
Nope.
Bridesmaids is pretty good.
That's what I hear. It's not that I was avoiding it. It's just one of those ones I hadn't gotten around to.
You just kind
of
missed it when it came out.
Yeah, I missed it, and I hadn't gotten around to it yet. So, I mean... But this being my first experience of Paul Feig, it makes me not want to see the movie. That, and Spy didn't look that funny to me, but...
Yeah, I heard Spy was pretty much better than the trailers and everything.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Okay. Because I know Jason Statham's in it, and Rose Byrne had a line in the preview that made me laugh when she was talking about how she has lipstick in her teeth. She's like, looks like you ate a box of crayons. And her delivery on that was hilarious to me. It definitely made me laugh. I might check that out later. I don't know.
Yeah, and just getting back to Ghostbusters, like, towards the end, where the big bad kills himself.
Oh my god!
Which was, that's just dumb to begin with. And when he's already dead, so he's dead, and he's coming back, and he's a ghost, and it's like, and he goes, choose my form, kind of like Zool did, which was a shitty callback to that. And like, oh, think of something happy, think of something happy, blah, blah, blah. So it becomes like a demonic version of the Ghostbuster symbol.
Yeah.
And I know he grows big and starts destroying the city, but at that point, even though I should have done it sooner, I mentally checked out. I was just like, this...
I'm honestly shocked you didn't turn off the movie.
I had to finish it. It was just one of those things. It's like, I've come this far. Yeah. I might as well finish it.
Yeah, I guess.
So it's just, it was bad. It's just bad, people.
Mm.
Don't go see this movie.
Well,
we probably can't see the movie at this point. We went to like a dollar cinema to see it, so.
Yeah.
You might not be able, well, not dollar, I think it was a $5 cinema. They used to be dollar cinemas.
One of them cheap.
Yeah, they used to be dollar cinemas back in the day, but they ain't no more.
Not no more.
Yeah, which is a shame. Why aren't you dead? I hit you in the face. Now he's dead. But, oh yeah, just avoid that movie best you can, people. It ain't worth your time.
Go back and see a better Paul Feig movie, I guess?
I would just say go see Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters.
Ah, that's what I meant to watch earlier today.
Did that taste out of your mouth?
Well, not even that. It's just all I kept thinking while I was looking for something to throw on while I was redoing my desk was like, I meant to watch something, but I can't remember what. And I wanted to watch Ghostbusters 2. Just because for some reason after we were done watching the bad Ghostbusters, I had that Bobby Brown song from the Ghostbusters 2 stuck in my head. I don't know why. Like, so much so that I was singing it on my way to work yesterday.
God, I love this game. This game is awesome.
It did look badass the first time I watched it.
You need to buy this. By the way, if you have a Best Buy near you, this game is freaking $20, but on sale for $15 this week. Might end today as we're recording this, so you could be fucked if you're watching this. So that's my bad.
Oops.
Near an internet. I gotta remember how to play this game. Because I haven't played it since like Christmas, like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while, haven't it?
It's at least two Christmases ago. At least. Maybe three. Because I did buy this game when it came out. One of my favorite things about this game, though, is you can, what am I trying to say? Oh, yeah, you can avenge friends who died. Like, you'll find markers on the map where friends have fallen. And you can, like, find the person who killed... The orc who killed them.
Yeah.
And you can kill that orc. And it says you avenged your friend.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Because you avenged Chandler a few times.
I avenged Chandler and Keish and Tucker.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, Ghostbusters is just bad, bad, bad. Don't waste your time, people. Do not waste your time with it all. Just...
Yeah. As you can tell, it's been kind of a slow news week.
It has been very slow news week.
I don't remember seeing too much going on.
Yeah, so one thing, I'm gonna pause the menu because I'm gonna get up my little handy dandy phone and I'm gonna read to you guys.
As I'm using a phone that really doesn't have what I need on here.
Yeah, so Project Scorpio, the senior director for Xbox project management, Alberto Pinillo. I don't know. Depending on if he's Spanish or not.
Yeah.
Because his name's Albert, it's not Alberto, but it's either Pinello or Pinillo. Either way, he was speaking with Eurogamer this week, and they're asking him about the Project Scorpio comparing to the PlayStation Pro and stuff like that. And this is what he said. He said, "We haven't announced the price yet, but we'll see. It may be an interesting discussion next time we chat." To me, this like set off a bunch of kind of like red flags. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. This could very well mean that Project Scorpio could be cheaper than we think.
Really?
Because, I mean, just the way he said, it's like, we'll have a chat when we talk, and it's not what you expect, and everyone's expecting this, you know, system to cost, like, $100 or $800 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just that talk, I mean, I was chatting with a couple people, like, I was chatting with, like, Fawad and Tucker, and we're thinking $500. And since I paid $500 for my original Xbox One...
Yeah.
I could do $500 for the Project Scorpio. That's a drop in the bucket for me. Just, I don't care. That's walking around money for people. Just money, 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 money. I'm the $1 million man. In fact, I'm going to replace that belt with the $1 million title soon.
We'd get more light in this room.
I know, it'd just be reflecting, just glares everywhere.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that thing has already got, like, fake diamonds on it anyway.
No, dude. I'm a baller. Real diamonds. That red up there, that ain't paint. Rubies.
All right.
But, yes, I mean, we're thinking my best guess is $500. Cause I think everyone's good guess before this interview was $800.
Yeah.
I mean, an $800, a little bit more expensive, seems reasonable for what this is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking, $500 now, $500 for the Project Scorpio over a $400 PS4 Pro. That's easy money right there. I'll spend that extra $100 on the Scorpio, especially since it's going to have a Blu-ray player.
Yeah. I mean, I'm perfectly happy with my original Xbox One. That and plus, I got that hard drive attachment, so that's not good. I was like, damn it, I wasted money on that if I get another one.
Yeah. But we're going to start a little bit of a new segment here, because we don't get too many comments, but we do get some comments, where I'm going to take commenters to task.
Okay.
So
I don't even know what you're going to say, because I remember vaguely
getting
a message.
I just told you to tell me to remember to mention comments.
Well, but there's that too.
But I'm not going to mention commenters by name, because I'm not going to call people out, because my goal is not to embarrass them. Because it's the only time I'm going to say this for this. It's a bit, all right?
Mm-hmm.
When I yell things at people who comment on us, because I appreciate anybody, positive or negative comments, I appreciate all the comments. It means you're reading. It means you're coming back. But this is the only warning. It's a bit, people. Don't get too pissy. We're going to start off with this first comment for the Project Scorpio article. This person commented, "That means nothing." You're wrong! It means a lot. It means that this thing is not going to cost nearly what we thought it was going to cost. He was being coy. He was being playful. If it was going to be expensive, he would have avoided the question altogether.
Yeah.
There would have been a no answer. That's how we know it means something. You need to read between the lines. I know your myopic brain can't handle complex thought because you're Donkey Kong and all you know is throwing barrels.
Myopic?
That's what I said.
No, I know. I was questioning. I was like, not a random word, but that's just a word I don't hear.
I like using that word. I like using big words to insult people because usually when I insult people, they're stupid and they don't get the big words. So half the time they don't even know they're being insulted. But going back to you, sir, it means a lot. Because like I said, he didn't avoid the question. He answered it slyly. I'm sure they don't have a price point set yet, but they're aiming at a price point lower than what we're thinking. And also, as I mentioned in the article, if you'd have read my article and read what he said, but obviously you didn't read anything. You read the headline. Nothing else. Microsoft has taken a loss on almost every system they've produced.
Yes.
Because they know that's not where the profit's at. Same with Nintendo. Nintendo doesn't build high-end systems because they don't want to take a loss on the system. But you don't make a profit on the systems. It's the software. It's the peripherals. It's the online access. That's where you make your money. So Microsoft selling the Scorpio for less than what it costs to make and taking a loss on it, they're going to make back tenfold in Xbox Live accounts, in licensing the software, in selling the software. Because, frankly, they're going to sell more software now with that whole you buy it digitally for the Xbox, you get it free on the PC.
Oh, yeah.
So PC console gamers who also do PC, they get two free games. So they can take it with them anywhere. And it links their account, so all their achievements, their save files gets linked. So, yes, it means something. It means that they're selling it cheaper than probably the $1,000 to $800 that we thought. It could be $600, which is still a drop in the bucket for what the system's going to do.
Yeah.
So, sir, it means something. Okay, we don't have a finalized version of it, but it means something. So don't you go coming up here with your jive talking and telling me that it don't mean nothing. Because Nelson, what does it mean?
Something.
And what does something mean? Things.
Things.
And stuff.
And stuff.
I'm waiting for my other comments to load so I can rant on them in a second. So, here we're coming up to more because it's all loaded. And by the way, people, start watching the Armbar podcast on YouTube. We get great on Podbean and iTunes. I want the YouTube broadcast of it to do better. So if we could do better, folks, that's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking much. Here's a comment that Maryland's awesome. Maryland's not awesome. Nelson, is Maryland awesome? We spent quite a time in Maryland. All that Maryland's got going for it is Dogfish Head Brewing Company. That's it.
I kind of hate the traffic a lot.
Yeah, Maryland, you ain't good. And then, I can't find the comment because for some reason our Facebook page does not have things in order. Mm. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I'm not finding it. I'm not finding what I'm looking for, Sason. I'm not liking that. So a couple weeks, like a week or two ago, I posted the picture of Batman, of the tactical Batman suit. And I said he looked like Owlman.
Mm.
Which is the evil version of Batman.
Yes.
When I meant to put Night Owl from The Watchmen.
Yes.
And a commenter got all up in my case and calling it fact-checking. That I didn't do my fact-checking. Again, you're wrong. It's called a typo. It's not fact-checking. It's a typo. If I would have said Matt Damon's Batman, that's poor fact-checking.
Yes.
But no, I mixed up a Batman villain and a Watchmen hero. That's called a typo, sir. Wasn't fact-checking. But I'm vindicated because I was watching a video, I think it was The Nerdist, with beautiful, beautiful Miss Jessica Chobot talking about that.
Hi, Jess. I know you're watching the show.
Actually, I don't even think it was Jessica Chobot. I think Dan was filling in for it. But Dan, you're beautiful too, man.
Yeah, he's all right. He's not ugly.
When you and Kyle get together and do your evil Elon Musk impersonation, that might be the funniest thing Nerdist has ever done. But I'm digressing.
Yes.
They were breaking down the tactical bat suit. And guess who they mentioned other than Night Owl? Ho-ho, they mentioned Owlman from Earth, whatever number that is, where Batman's evil.
We're going to go with 2.
So I'm vindicated. Because even though I meant to say Night Owl instead of Owlman, still right, Nelson.
Yes.
I'm still right because Nerdist said I was right. They didn't say that I was right. They just brought up Owlman.
Well, that and plus, I mean, those two characters actually look very similar.
Anyway. Exactly, Nelson. Exactly, which is where the typo came in. Which is where I got confused in my rush to get the article up, which I don't normally do, but I had other things pending and I had to get that done.
It's called work.
But besides the point, Nelson, I'm vindicated. The Nerdist has backed me up and I've been vindicated.
Yes.
And I want you to blast that Dashboard Confessional song from Spider-Man 2, like, just briefly. Vindicated!
Oh, I hate that song.
No!
Ow!
It's you a good song.
Bastard.
You should have seen that coming. That's a loud smack, too.
It was.
I bet you the mic spiked over there.
I finally got what I was trying to do, and we're live on Periscope right now.
Woo!
Not that anybody's watching.
I know, not that it matters, because the podcast is almost over, so Periscope people, getting a little behind the scenes.
Oh, we got one person join. Hello.
Is it someone we know?
I have no idea. They left immediately. That's Jesus. They call them out.
I'm hurt because the camera was on me when they left immediately. Like, that fucking dude, I'm out. I'm out.
Oh, wait.
Stop showing me.
All right, we're going off since I took the entire podcast to get this on.
I know, Jesus.
Well, the thing, I had to change. Shut up.
You're soft.
I had to change the damn password.
S-A-W-F-T. Soft!
That was awful.
This is the most off-the-rails podcast
we've done in
a while. I don't even want to play a video game right now. I just want to talk. Let's think of subjects. We got time to kill. Any personal stories? Oh, I'm going to do a personal story that has nothing to do with nerdy shit. Sean's football game today. I'm going to brag about my son.
Go ahead and do that.
He was straight running like Jerome Bettis. He is number 36 for the Steelers. He had this run, Sason. He fucking ran 3 kids over. Like, literally, ran them over. Damn. And I shit you not, one of them turned to run away. And Sean's like, no, don't you run. And then, on a passing play, there was a play action to him, and the kid comes in blitzing. And this kid's like twice Sean's size. Sean was like, nope. Smacked him in the mouth and buried him in the ground. Like, just popped him.
Oh, goodness.
And then as a dad, I got pissed because one of Sean's running was barreling over some kids, and they like, a bunch of them got him, like, some kid came up from behind and literally grabbed him and suplexed him.
I was like, suplex Sean?
Yeah. I was like, motherfucker. It was one of the bigger kids on the other team. And I'm thinking to myself, like, ref, where's the flag? It's like, I played football for about 12 years. I do know a suplex is illegal because I got flagged for one once.
Power bomb.
The kid wouldn't go down, and I just got him. And I was just like, he kept going forward. I was like, fuck this. 15-yard penalty. Unnecessary roughness. But I'm not going to... We lost to a better team today. The team would have beat us regardless. The refs sucked. Like, for instance, our quarterback got smacked upside the head.
Yeah.
And you've seen in the NFL where, like, someone just grazes the quarterback like that in the head.
Oh, and they
it's
get flagged.
It's a 15-yard penalty, yeah. This kid smacked his head. Like, just big show smack to the head.
Mm.
And I'm standing there on the sidelines at an angle because I'm taking pictures.
Yeah.
So I'm at an angle when I see the smack. There are two referees on either side with a great view of it. No flag. And then another player, our kid was running.
Goodness.
And he was like, he got stopped 1 yard short of the first down, but he got horse collared, which is where they get you behind the pads and they yank you down like that. Again, right in front of the referee. And this is where my mouth gets me in trouble. I was like, how the fuck is that not a horse collar? And the ref's like, no call. I was like, you're full of shit, dude. Because it was blatant. And it's like, my whole thing with this, like, the kids aren't going to be as good as pros in high school as far as penalties are concerned. And a lot of times it's on accident.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to fault, like, swallowing a whistle for an offsides that's not a bad offsides or a bad hold.
Yeah.
Bad pass or not a bad pass interference. I'm not going to be a big deal about that. I'm not going to run for that. Because these are little kids, their bodies just flail everywhere.
Exactly.
But when it's like face mask, when it's roughing the passer, when it's horse collar, when it's penalties that are player safety involved, which the NFL made rules for because player safety, you can't let the kids get away with those calls because then they're going to keep doing them because they don't know that it's wrong at that point. Well, I didn't get flagged this time, so I'm going to do it again. And that's when a kid gets hurt. And that's my biggest thing at this level because they're 8, 9, 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
Let's not let the kids get hurt. Like, let them play, you know, swallow the whistles on inconsequential calls. Yeah. But anything that involves player safety, throw the flag. And then explain. Don't just call the penalty, though. Explain to the kids. Say, hey, I flagged you because you did this. You can't do this because you're going to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And boom, that's all fine and good. Or even just warn the kid. Like, maybe warn the kid at the very least. Just say, don't do that
because
you're going to hurt somebody. Because, in fact, the team we were playing has a notorious streak for being dirty. And I heard a rumor, because their regular coach wasn't out there with them today, that he got suspended.
Really?
For the way he calls games. That's just a rumor. I think it happened, though, because the guy's a dirty motherfucker. But, just a rumor. Allegedly. He was allegedly suspended for touching a child.
Oh, what?
Allegedly. No, he didn't touch a child. He's just allegedly a douchebag. Now, he is a douchebag, but allegedly was suspended for being a douchebag.
Okay. Hey, that's a strong accusation just to be thrown around there, Josh.
I said allegedly. All right? As long as you say allegedly, you can say whatever you want. Okay. I'm a lawyer. I know these things.
I don't think you do.
I passed the bar. In the state of Virginia, all you gotta do is pass the bar. You can practice law. So we're going to get our first boss battle before we go away. All right, Sason, bring up something else. So I'm out of things. It was a slow week. Oh, really well, one thing we watched on The Know, our good friends at The Know, for Rooster Teeth, apparently third-party developers are in love with the NX. So elaborate on that, Sason. You watched the video with me.
Yes, Ubisoft was...
Ubisoft was one of them.
And Take-Two, I believe, was the other one. Yeah, they were saying that... that the new UI, I guess it was, that they're mostly talking about, was very different. It was something new, but it still captured what we wanted as gamers, which, now that I think about it, that was a little vague, but it does have me curious to see what that's going to be all about when it comes out. Do we even have a release date of the NX yet?
March of next year.
March of next year. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Oh, he dead, Nelson.
He dead. He dead. What is he? What is he? He dead?
He dead. I get this. Oh, don't fall.
Yeah.
I guess I'm full of my health shot.
Oh, I don't have Flipboard on here, so I can't really look up anything at the moment. Damn it.
I don't want to kill him.
Oh, I think it premiered this week, but did you happen to catch any of the clips, because I know you didn't watch it, of the premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week?
No, I did not.
I saw a clip. I mean, it could have just been a teaser clip, but I because I'm not sure if it premiered this week, but I'm pretty sure it did. It was Quake versus Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah, I did see that teaser trailer, yeah.
Yeah, that looked pretty cool. I might check it out. I don't know. I fell off of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after the mid-season break when they brought back Ward after they killed him.
I fell off of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a while ago.
Mm-hmm. But the funny thing was, I fell off when it was getting good again. And I was like, I don't feel like watching this anymore. It just, because it was getting better.
If you say so.
Like, it did that thing again where it starts off annoying, but the season got more compelling. And then when they got to their climax for the mid-season finale, they'd killed Ward. Which, I'd say spoiler alert, but that was like last January.
I'd say spoiler alert, but no one watched that show anymore. Just like, I'm almost done with...
Well, except for James. James is the only one. He's the only one that keeps that show afloat. But just like how I was gonna... I guess you're gonna say Walking Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead is fucking terrible now.
Yeah, I can't... Like, it was such a chore watching it last season. Like, all I have in me is to see if what they do for the season finale... Or, not finale, season premiere. And if it's good, they might get me back in. But right now, I'm not excited about The Walking Dead. Like, is there anything this season that you might even be excited for?
No, because Game of Thrones, that's all I care about anymore.
Yeah. Like, Game of Thrones... I fell behind on Supergirl, so to even watch that, I'd have to catch up. Since they're bringing her into the CW DC universe, which is nice, I guess. When does Grand Tour start again?
That's coming out soon.
Yeah, because I meant to look that up. Because I watched...
And he be dead.
Ooh, he did. I watched, an episode of that one James May show that I found that I told you about. It was called Reassembled. There's only 3 episodes of it that I saw anyway. I only watched the one. And basically, he just takes something and puts it back together without any sort of instructions.
Nice.
Like, he gives like a little brief history about what he's putting back together and whatnot. And there's like no instructions. It's already in pieces. He put together one of those cheap Japanese replica guitars.
Nice.
Yeah, he put that back together from scratch. I was like, oh man.
James is awesome.
This is pretty cool. So yeah, check that show out if you can find it.
But yeah, Grand Tour, I can't wait for it. I've seen like the videos of it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Redbeard from fucking Game of Thrones.
He's looking for Brienne. Actually, that does look like it.
Yeah, it does. That's why I like this game so much, because it was the Game of Thrones game I wanted but never got.
Yeah, pretty much. Though, you were enjoying that Telltale game.
I was, but it's not action, though. Yeah. That's the problem with Telltale games. I can only like them for so long.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because of the point and click. So now that I got a sneezing fit, and we've had the podcast going for a while now. Not much news. You heard me rant about some stupid things, but...
Yeah, exactly.
But once again, I'm going to stress, when I bitch about commenters, it's only a bit. People get
sensitive. It's all in good fun. You know,
yep.
In the tone that some people comment, they do that on purpose too. So
they want me to get mad, so I'll do them the pleasure.
You'll do them the pleasure.
Spiegel. Damn it! The graphics on this game are so good.
Yeah. Ed.
All right. So on that beautiful, beautiful murdering I just did, that's where we say goodnight, Mordor.
Good night, Mordor.
Mordor.
Beware the fires of Mount Doom!
Get to the chopper.
Do it now!
Now!